This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to wake you up to the possibilities that surround you every day. One of the most difficult aspects of the Christian life is the fact that Christians, just like everyone else, go through hard times. Sometimes they are caused by our own actions, and although we may not like to admit it, if we're honest, we understand what's happened. We do something that carries a consequence. We may blame others, we may blame God, but if we're honest, we are suffering often by our own choices. But then there are trials that are not of our doing. Maybe we're simply innocent bystanders. That happens. Jesus responded to a question about this in Luke chapter 13. Someone informed Jesus that Pilate had murdered some people from Galilee as they were offering sacrifices at the temple. Pilate was a Roman leader or governor of that area. And here's the dialogue. Jesus asked those who told him the news, "Do you think those Galileans were worse sinners than all the other people from Galilee? Is that why they suffered?" "Not at all," he said. "And you will perish too, unless you repent of your sins and turn to God. And what about the 18 people who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them?" he asked. "Were they the worst sinners in Jerusalem?" "No," he said. "And I tell you again that unless you repent, you will perish too." What Jesus is saying is that these things didn't happen because the people were sinful. The same laws of nature or society apply to everybody, essentially. It's the opposite of the idea that good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. For example, cancer strikes both good people and bad people, and there will be a time of judgment in the future. But until then, God graciously gives good things even to those who hate Him. He gives the blessing of rain to the just and the unjust. For now, let's set aside that why question, because Jesus appears was more concerned about the what being our response. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, Paul writes, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character develops our confident hope of salvation. And this hope," he says, "will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." Well, the word there, tribulation, literally means pressure or pressing together, like the pressure on grapes to make wine or grape juice. And Paul in that passage says we are to glory in that pressure. What does that mean? Well, it certainly doesn't mean that we like it, we enjoy it, like we're supposed to be some sort of spiritual masochists. It means that we see the larger picture. We can somehow sense God's divine purpose, even though we may not at the moment particularly enjoy it or completely understand it. We, by faith, keep a view to heaven and its glory. And the only way I can begin to get at that is through a story. Many years ago, a diamond was found in an African diamond mine. That in itself was not unusual, for that's where the diamonds are found. But this particular diamond, until that time, this was the most significant diamond in the world's history. It was presented to the King of England to wear on his crown. But the diamond was still uncut. It was a diamond in the rough. Okay, so the king sent it to Amsterdam to be cut. It was put into the hands of this expert diamond cutter. He was one of the world's most renowned diamond cutters. He took the gem and cut a notch in it. Then he struck a hard blow with one of his instruments, and the gem was cut in two. The blow had been studied and planned. Drawings of models had been made of it. The blow was far from a mistake, but it let the perfect radiance of that diamond shine forth. Now, I know we're not inanimate objects like that diamond. We hurt. We have pain. We think about the tribulation, and that brings us grief and sorrow and sometimes resentments. I do not at all make light of that. I've experienced it too many times myself. But our ability to understand God completely is about like that diamond trying to understand what was happening to it, if the diamond could think. I mean, it's impossible. But good news, we humans can trust. So, what or whom do you trust in all the turmoil, all the tribulation. I choose to trust God. But it's not a blind choice I make. I base it upon the truth of Scripture and the experience of myself and thousands more. I like something Chuck Swindoll said. Pastor Swindoll said, God is too kind to do anything cruel, too wise to make a mistake, too deep to explain himself. I look forward to seeing you here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the